We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 11th goes to the Huntsville, Madison County Public Library in Huntsville, Alabama. Salute to everybody who listens to us in Alabama. We're on 104.1 The Beat in Birmingham, Hot 107.5 in Montgomery, and 107.3 The Beat in Mobile. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Alabama. Now, y'all know I love reading. Thank you to my mother, who was an English teacher in South Carolina, and for the Book It program for fueling my hunger to read. My mother would always tell me to read things that don't pertain to me, and the Book It program was a game changer for a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle like myself. I'm fully aware that I look like I could be cast in a live remake of the Ninja Turtles myself. Jeezy, Jadakiss, Neo, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. See, when you love pizza, hot pizza, and you love to read, and your mom tells you to read things that don't pertain to you, and you have to read 4 books to get a free pizza, reading things that don't pertain to you makes that easy, okay? That's why I love Judy Blume and all her works, okay? That's why I love Judy Blume and all her works the way that I do, okay? I'm saying all that to say I love reading. I love books. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I have 2 books out, Black Privilege and Shook One. Can you see them? Can you see them on the camera, Nick? Or should I grab them? Let me get them. You got them? Yeah. Black Privilege. You come back to the microphone.
Yes.
Black Privilege is right here. Shook One is right here. Okay? Okay. I have a book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing with Shyman and Schuster. Feel free to purchase Tamika Mallory, State of Emergency, and Anita Kopach, Shallow Waters. Oh, we got those in here too.
I got a book too.
Hold on.
I got a book too.
Hold on. Hold on, come back to the microphone. See? Tamika Mallory, state of emergency. Anita Kopex. Nah, Shallow Waters.
I got a book, look.
Those are the first movies off the imprint. See? If you got a book, Real Life, Real Love. Okay. Salute to Doug Melville, Invisible Generals, out November 7th. You can pre-order that now. I'm saying all that to let you know how much I love books, okay? This one, let me show you what I'm reading right now. Hold on. You see this? Don Miguel Ruiz's new book, okay? Just finished this. Rich Paul. Lucky me. I'm never not reading. I love reading. My wife loves reading, and it's infectious. My kids love reading. I have 3 bookshelves in my house. I'm telling you all this to paint the picture of how much I love books, because I want you to know how it pains me to see all these books and authors being banned all around the country. I'm from South Carolina, okay, where the first anti-literacy laws were passed. It was prohibited to teach slaves to read and write. So when you see me having the love for books that I do, when you see me so deep in the book business, understand it's personal. So stories like what's happening at the Huntsville-Madison County Public Library really grind my gears. See, they banning books. They have a list of potentially inappropriate titles. Now, I've never agreed with this kind of censorship because everything is subjective. Do you know that Judy Blume is one of the most banned authors of the 20th century? Judy Blume, Are You There, Goddess Me, Margaret, Blubber, Iggy's House, banned because some culturally clueless fool labeled her potentially dangerous. I don't get it. Don't understand it. Just like I don't understand what the Huntsville-Madison County Public Library is doing. See, they added a children's picture book titled Read Me a Story, Stella, to a list of potentially inappropriate titles. Now, what could be in this picture book that's potentially dangerous? Is it humans riding on a penis-shaped horse? A D-riding derby, if you will? Is it a little sexy Red Riding Hood taking big bad wolves to Pound Town? Did Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch some Molly and Percocets? What could be in this children's book that is potentially dangerous? Let's go to the news report.
Read Me a Story, Stella, a children's book by author Marie-Louise Gay, appeared in a public library keyword search list of potentially inappropriate material. It's because of the author's last name, Gay. This prompted backlash against the library, which insists it was a mistake. In an exclusive, Arkin McCoy spoke with executive director Cindy Hewitt.
Read Me a Story, Stella, which seems to be what everybody's focused on, was a book that was just on a keyword search list. It has never been banned, moved, or touched in the library. It's still sitting where it's supposed to. So we were examining our collection to see if our materials were in age-appropriate categories. The communication was done at the managerial level, was passed down through staff, and in that conversation from managers to staff is where communication broke down. And the intent and the purpose was misrepresented.
That was Fox 54, by the way. So the answer to what's in the book that is potentially dangerous is nothing. The book is about a pair of siblings reading together and building a doghouse. The reason the book was listed potentially dangerous was because of the author's last name, Marie-Louise Gay. Yes, it was added to the list of potentially dangerous books because the author's last name was Gay. Okay, that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Can we unpack this? If the author's last name being Gay is considered potentially dangerous, then I know this library don't carry the memoir of Dick Butkus. Okay, does former New England Patriot Dick Felt have a memoir? I know that would be considered potentially dangerous. What about Amanda Love? Amanda Love will never have a book in this library, okay? Banning books is never acceptable. We need more conversations now. We need folks reading about different ideologies that individuals have. Stephen Chbosky says banning books gives us silence when we need speech. It closes our ears when we need to listen. It makes us blind when we need sight. And I agree. Not to mention, if a public school were to remove every book that contains one word deemed objectionable to some random person, then there would be no books at all in our public libraries. If you ask me, they didn't ban this book because the word gay is considered sexually inappropriate. They banned this book because this woman is an author. Her last name is Gay. And I believe every single public library in a red state probably has all of the great Roxane Gay's work banned. Drop on a clue bomb for Roxane Gay. All right. This isn't about sexuality as much as it's about banning one of the greatest authors, professors, social commenters we got on this third rock from the sun. Don't say gay takes on a whole other meaning in public libraries, all right? They don't want you reading Bad Feminists and Roxane Gay's other works, okay? Look, man, read all the banned books you can, all right? Let your children read all the banned books you can. My daddy used to say, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. We've been defied that stereotype that black people don't read, and now that they know we actually read, they just want to hide the books. So go read all the banned books you can, and remember this quote from Oscar Wilde: the books that the world calls immoral are the books that show the world its own shame. The books that tell the truth of America.
that hold a mirror to America and shows America what it needs to be embarrassed about. Please give this Huntsville, Madison County Public Library in Huntsville, Alabama, the biggest hee-haw. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Now, when we come back, well, peace, B-E-T, B-E-T, we'll see you later. Everybody else, Somia will be joining us. She has a new book called Fashion Killer. Do you know Somia's last name? I don't want to mess it up.
Krishna Murphy.
Huh?
Somia Krishna Murphy.
Krishna Murphy, yes. She'll be joining us when we come back.
Me and Somia used to host a TV show together back in the day on MTV called Hip Hop POV. It was me, Somia, Boo, Akon's brother Boo, Amanda Seals, Debbie Brown. I think that's it. Am I missing? No, that's it. Boo. Oh, me. Yeah, it was five of us. It was five of us. Who was the fifth person? Me, duh. Yes.
Well, she has a new book out today called Fashion Killer, and we're going to talk to her when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.